washing powder, which is 198.99. Never pay more than the ShopRite price. Valid until 22 February 2026. Only at ShopRite.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: Agriculture economist urges government to sustain FISIP reforms, boost agro processing investment. Kabisa MP appeals to President Hakainde Hichilema to intervene in Kitwe's deteriorating road network. Trump says he will increase his new global tariffs to 15%.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugima Timothy Jilalam. Agriculture expert Edfai Hamugale has urged the government to sustain reforms in the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, and accelerate investment in agro-processing to fully harness the country's growing maize output. Dr. Hamugale says the ongoing removal of ghost and non-existent beneficiaries under FISIP must continue, arguing that the cleanup exercise will free up resources to support genuinely productive and indigenous farmers. He has explained that savings realized from the reforms could be redirected towards expanding the number of producers, thereby strengthening national food security and farmer incomes.
But we need to ensure that the agro-processing sector is enhanced or supported so that some of the maize that is produced is not always ending up as mini meal. It can end up as ethanol, it can end up as animal feed, it can end up as the OPEC beer. So all those that are products that are derivatives of maize can step up their game, because now they have a ready raw material for their industry. And so we want to be self-sufficient in all these other products, including animal feed.
The Zambia Wake Up Party has condemned the removal of security checkpoints across the country, warning that the move poses a serious threat to internal security and public safety. ZAWAPA Secretary General Benson Katongo says the decision raises serious concerns about the government's commitment to protecting citizens' national resources and the borders. He notes that checkpoints play a critical role in deterring crime, smuggling, and illegal migration. Mr. Katongo has recalled that past incidents where the removal of checkpoints allegedly led to serious security lapses.
We recall with concern that similar actions in the past led to grave consequences when the Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security previously dismantled checkpoints. We witnessed the unchecked movement of mukula logs, one truck even being involved in an accident. Furthermore, the removal of checkpoints facilitated the illicit transfer of sugilite from Mombasa, resulting in three tipper trucks mysteriously disappearing from police station in Kabwe. These incidences underscore the dangers of weakening frontline security measures. Today, we demand a clear explanation from the government regarding the rationale behind this decision.
Kanchibia, Member of Parliament Sande Tanda, says President Hakainde Hichilema's address on national values comes as a timely reminder that leadership must be anchored in principle, accountability, and service to the people. Mr. Chanda has described the address as both a constitutional requirement and a clear articulation of national direction, noting that the reaffirmation of shared values is essential at a time when citizens are demanding accountability, stability, and tangible development outcomes. He says the president's emphasis on six key pillars: morality, ethics, patriotism, and national unity, democracy and constitutionalism, as well as good governance, underscore the role of values as practical guides for policy making rather than mere aspirations. And Mr. Tanda has held the reported reduction in political violence and Qatarism, describing political stability as a prerequisite for investment, economic growth and national cohesion.
Governance reforms, including faster corruption prosecutions and asset recovery, restoring public confidence in institutions, as well as measures to strengthen social protection, health services and access to electricity directly, improving the lives of ordinary citizens. It is important that as we approach the 2026 general election, the choice before Zambians is not about personalities, but the trajectory of the nation. Continuity of leadership offers an opportunity to build on the reforms already underway and ensure that social and economic investments deliver full potential. And so while holding the government accountable remains central to our role, it is also important that we acknowledge progress that when it benefits the nation.
Kamfinsa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe has appealed to President Hage Ndayizilema to urgently intervene in deteriorating state of roads in K2M. Mr. Kangombe, rather in a statement ahead of the President's public meeting at Arthur Davis Stadium, Mr. Kangombe says key roads, including Old Airport Road from Mosakile to the stadium and Nakambala Road from Miseshi to Ndeke Changachanga, are in deplorable condition. Mr. Kangombe says he has engaged the government over the matter since 2022 through various ministries, but no positive feedback has been given. He says the 16-kilometer located to Kitu under the rehabilitation program is insufficient and excludes three constituencies. Mr. Kangombe has called for additional kilometers and timely release of funds to improve the city's road network.
Just to take advantage of the visit by the President of the Republic of Zambia to the Copper Belt, in particular Kitwe, I have been made aware that the President will be in my constituency, Kamfinsa, and the road leading to where the meeting will be taking place has been in a bad state. The one coming from Hosakile, Miseshi, going all the way into Ndeke, Old Airport, and also going all the way to Ndeke Changachanga. These are bad roads. And I thought that I could appeal to the President that in my capacity as a Member of Parliament, I've done the lobbying.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Zambia Tour Operators has urged the government to ensure that proper mechanism is put in place to enhance the business environment in the tourism sector. Association President Patson Chifumbe has stated that there is a need to create a conducive environment for private players, especially local operators. He says that despite the measures the government has already put in place to improve the business climate, more still needs to be done. Dr. Chifumbe adds that doing so will help ensure sustained growth in the tourism sector going forward.
Who then doesn't seem to get that enabling environment, because everything that I aspire for when it comes to the people that are sitting in the offices, they make it difficult, or they actually become a barrier to what he wants to do, then it's not helping. You may say, yes, enabling environment, but it has to start with one individual. For me to believe in that message, me as an individual should benefit from it. Of course, I'm not going to benefit if I don't do anything, but if I even attempt or think I can do something and the next thing that I encounter is a barrier, then the enabling environment is not there. So we need to actualize this message. When they're saying enabling environment, it shouldn't end there. It should be an enabling environment for every individual that has an idea came to you.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of sophisticated customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now- now, international news.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will impose global